cada lugar, aquí, es more and more good heart conditional soul. More than Vaidhi Bhakti and Bhakti among but mixed with karma and
those.
I told it to Tamal Krishna Swami and also. There are so many things. His glory is to make rich conditional soul to Braja Bhakti. Not glory is given by the Bhakti. All acharyas have given this thing is given by only Mahavishnu, he can. For this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come. So to glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he says, that thing also for the glorification of our Guru Prabhupada. Same thing given. To cut jungle fight, jungle is also something, a little survey. But to plant and to get very thick fruit, mangoes and all that is so good. But some person dwar who has unlucky and unfortunate. When I will read, okay, something, then I will remember anything. I was so many days with him.
You were saying in the Parikrama that Krishna's Kaya Vyuhas, like Mother Yasoda and Sridham, they're as powerful as Krishna. They're very powerful like Krishna.
Who?
Yasoda, Sridham, all the Brajbasis who are Kaya Vyuhas.
More than Krishna. They can support Krishna. They can give milk to Krishna. They can do Krishna like this. Because Krishna cannot move, cannot take side.
As a baby.
But Yasoda can. I mean, Yasoda can give a slap to Krishna and he will cry, "Oh mother, oh mother." He can bind Krishna with Udukhal.
Those jivas who go to Braj and become perfect, are they also similarly powerful?
Yes.
In what way?
In every way. But to serve Krishna, yogamaya covers. Without this, they cannot serve Krishna. Because Krishna has no... Krishna is not, cannot be served, because he is unlimited. He is Purna, Atma Ram, Apta Kam, anyone cannot serve him. So, having, when Krishna sees the affection and love of gopis and the symptom of services, mode of services, then Krishna has appetite and mood of to be served. So they are also powerful, but yoga maya covers them and makes them favorable to serve. Otherwise they can't. Nar cannot serve, Sarasanandan cannot serve, because they know that Krishna is God and self-sufficient, Atmaram, Aptakam, so they cannot serve. Gargachar cannot serve, Sandilya cannot serve, they know the Tattva of Krishna. But Yasoda can serve, Narada also and his son also.
Yasoda can serve Narada, he said?
Yes.
How?
Because the food dust of Narada will save Krishna.
Which lila is that? That the food dust of Narada is
when you enter in Madhur, then you can think, otherwise you cannot think all these things.
He was singing the Damodarasikam prayers in the last days.
Yeah.
And generally, when we sing a prayer, we remember the person who wrote the prayer and ask them to give us their mood. But here, the person who wrote the prayer is Satyavrata Muni.
Well, we don't want to sing that Damodarasikam. Only because there is Namo Radhikayai Kodiyati Priyayai. Only for this mood we do it. Otherwise we have no need. No need. Only the bhakta of Daksha, they want this. Sakha, Vatsalya, they can want this. But really Gaudiya Vaishnava, only in Raga Nuga Bhakti, in first level, entering in Bhakti only, at that time.
Yet you spend so much time singing all the other verses. Is that for the general people? Because it's mainly...
Bhajangana sunayakam sada sukha pradayakam jagalmana pralobhanam namami nandanam. This is Prajanangana sunayakam. We pray to Nandanandan Mallik that he is connected with Prajangana. Prajangana sunayakam. Makheswari, Sureswari, Sudheswari, Sureswari, Tribedu Haruthiswari, Pramanu Sasaneswari, Rameswari, Chameswari, Pramodakananeswari, Prajeswari, Prajadhika, Prajadhipe, Shiradhike.
In your Guru Maharaj's Mangal Aarti song, in your Guru Maharaj's Mangal Aarti song, it's been a long time.
You are jumping from this point to this point.
You can continue with the previous answer.
What? Your Guru Maharaj?
Your Guru Maharaj.
Your Guru Maharaj.
he's also my Param Guru Maharaj. My Param Guru Maharaj's song of Mangal Aarti, without having ever heard any explanation from you, it appears to me that he's going back and forth between Bhajan and Archan.
But now?
No, what is the actual? Is it all Bhajan, all when Lalita is performing Aarti? So when he talks about the kartals and madrangas,
yes,
that's when the gopis are performing the Aarti?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
But there, all the upakarans are of another type.
Which upakarans?
Instruments of Archan and Aarti.
Mm-hmm.
Lalita's Pradeep is not ordinary Pradeep like Archan of Kanishtha Adhikari. He is snehi, madhu snehi in that Pradeep. For doing. No madhu sneha?
Well, I haven't connected with it, but I know what it means.
Chandravali gets Ghrita Pradeep. And the Sakhis of Srimati Radhika give the oil of madhu sneha. And they take it in their eyes like a pradeep, and from eyes they are doing arati. Arati.
What about their kartals and mridangas? What is
this? This is Kartal. But and this is ankles. Tun tun. These are Kartal.
And we're done with.
They also play on mridanga and kartal and all this. Bina, Bina, Bansuri, Venu, so many. Especially Bina Thargopi. And Pakhaoj. Pakhaoj, you know? Like mridanga. Very sound and sweet. Dhik, San, Dhik. Dik mane this left dik to those who are not doing bhajan of Krishna. Dik.
Boliye
farmaiye.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's song about the Guru Parampara that we sing from Madhavendra Puri. It's in Madhurya Bhav and previously not.
No, previously it was in Jayadeva Govinda. Srimad Bhagavat, it is full of Madhurya Bhav. Why not? But there were none to research all this and to adopt this paddhati.
This what?
This line. Up to Dwapar, everyone wants to serve Krishna as a dasya bhav. In Satyayug, as a Brahma bhav. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, having the mood of Srimati Radhika, and he taught all these things to Rupa, and then wrote so many books, and whole world needs this time.
The previous acharyas before Madhavendra Puri, they're not in Madhurya Bhav, though they're in other Vaidyasya.
But it may be Dandakaranya Nivasi at the time of
Ramchandra
Sreta, they were in the mood of Gopi. Before that, in Saptayug, Veda Mantraj, Upanishad, they had worshipped Krishna and Radhika in Kamagayatri, and they were in the mood of Gopis.
But I mean a particular people.
But very, very rare. Both come rare persons. Mm-hmm. And lakh, koti swapi mahamuni. Koti koti mese. Now it's so, you are saying that I'm telling something and whole is calm, mm-hmm. is against me, but. You are saying? So this is this. At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prakashananda Saraswati, Prabodhananda Prakashananda Saraswati, Sadbhavam Bhattacharya, and so many persons, they rejected Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They rejected Krishna Kirtan, what to about Ras. When Rai Ramananda came, and then everyone knew something. You are so lucky. Now you are something hearing.
I meant particularly the people like Gyanasindhu and the ones in the song. What should our mood towards them be when we sing the song?
What song?
Brahma voice, yeah.
Guru Parampara?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like this. A tree comes. first a bee, then a sprout, no? Then some root tree, then two branches, then hundreds of branches, full of leaves. But from them we cannot have a rush, a drop of rush. They cannot give. Less and less years they cannot give. After that the tree matures, then some manjaris come. Only bees can, and kokila, you know,
cuckoo.
They can only, they are qualified to take the rush, taste this rush, not man, animals and anything. And in it comes a very little green thing. This is food, fruit. When it becomes mature but unripened, it is sour. When it is more grown and it ripens, then the taste comes. Uski sugandha.
Aroma. Good smell.
Good smell. Bees becomes mad, kokila becomes mad, and also men become mad. And very sweet. If it is in tree, written in sun rays, so sweet. And if a cuckoo or sook touches it, it becomes so sweet. This is fruit. By fruit we can take rest, not from trees and branches. But if there is no tree, what happens?
No fruit,
nothing. So Guru Parampara is like a tree. If anyone denies this tree, this thing, a fruit will not come. So we should honor this tree also. We should give water in tree's root, not flower and fruit. So that it may give fruit. So Guru Parampara will give this fruit. So we should honor. Jnana Sindhu, Madhvacharya, and all of us.
Is it important for us to know anything about these individual personalities? Is it important?
But it is important?
For us to know about these personalities or not.
Guru Parampara?
Yeah, the ones before Madhvacharya.
Yes. Because Tattva Gyan is in this.
It's important to know about their lives and contributions.
What Brahma told to Narada?
Oh, yeah.
Narada told to
Vyas.
Yeah. Vyas told to Sukadeva Goswami. Yeah. And in Parampara it is coming. We can know the real meaning and explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam and all these things, Upanishads. And bhakti is the fruit of all Upanishads and Vedanta and all things. And they have manifested it in this world. So we should know. If you don't know all these things, this Brajaras bhakti will not come. नहीं जानेंगे तो कैसे होगा? मध्वाचार्य के संबंध में जानना होगा. और सबका चल, हम यहाँ पर बैठे रहेंगे तो वहाँ पर पाठ ही नहीं होगा, इसलिए आप लोग पाठ में पधारिए. और हम भी एक घंटा दो घंटा हो गया, कल से हम पाठ करेंगे.
I meant it's important to know about the personalities, like Jnana Sindhu himself.
Or you should know little.
Nibrigan.
If you don't know the color of mango tree, then you may take bubble tree, you know?
Thorn tree.
You think that this is mango.
Yeah.
And he will try to take mango from that tree and inhale. So he should know something. By Gyan, Jo, Karma, anyone cannot realize them. Only by Bhakti. Bhakti Remainang Nayati, Bhakti Darsayati, Bhakti Vato Purusa, Bhakti Revo Bhuyasi, Bhakti Bindu. This is last Vidya, Tung Vidya, in all Vidya. This is the highest kind of Vidya.
What does Tunga mean?
Tunga means
highest.
Topmost.
Highest.
देखिए कितना अनुसंधान कर रही हैं हमारे भारत के लोगों को जरूरत नहीं है जितना ये जानती होती
Bhatija, the nephew of Bhatija Nahari, partner.
Narayan Gopal?
In answer to this.
Narayan Bhat?
No. Life, Kanti, Chasma, cutting hair,
knock her, nails, when he cuts, they collect it. And when they collect the and they preserve the cloth, the sandals, and all remnants. And Bhakta lies, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and all others, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, they collect their frame and they keep it in their heart and they preserve it. This is the difference between them. So much difference. You should try to collect. When I will?
No.
You should have. When I will do like this, you should collect. One should collect. When I will cut my nose, you should be collected. And it should be preserved. And after your death, your body and all these things will be. Try to take the most of all Vaishnava and collect and to do bhajan. We have not collected anything.
They are so much angry to me.
That Guruji was with so about 30 years with you, you are serving and you have not collected his sandals, his this thing.
Yeah.
His teeth, bread, where has gone his chasma, and all other things. So many great bhakts has collected something. I have collected one thing, only his shoes in Mathura. And I have collected his moat, written in my heart, I have tried to collect this. Nothing more.
इसके बाद में और जो पड़े हो गए जिन बच्चों को और बच्चियों को चलाया था उसने वो बड़े हो गए और पुत्रवती होने वाली थी या पुत्रवती होनी हो गई होनी अब उनको बच्चों से बता करके अब गाय में ले जाना है किंतु जाती नहीं कृष्ण के साथ में इसलिए वह कृष्ण उनके पास नहीं जाने से वो नहीं चढ़ेंगे, इसलिए चढ़ाने के लिए अब उनको गज्जा चाहिए। इसलिए बात हो सके उनको उस उपासनी में गायों को चढ़ाने के लिए देवोदार जी नंद बाबा जी ने नहीं दी। नंद बाबा की इच्छा नहीं थी, यमुना मैया की इच्छा नहीं थी, ये बटरा और गाय चढ़ा। उनको नौकरों की कमी नहीं है, कृष्ण गो टू कौहा का फटे तो जानकी देवी स्थान लेटिंग लज्जाती है बोलेगी बोलेगी
बोल रहे हैं
तो बोलो चलो
पहले लड़ी लज्जा से मर जाओ इसके बाद में।
Yes,
so following his instructions, I would like to say something, although I have not grasped everything, but whatever I have received, I take. Today is Gopashtami, and when Krishna was very young, very small baby, and after that he grew a little bit, then he started going to the grazing the calf. But when he grew up a little bit, and those dogs came on, they wanted to go with Krishna, but when he grew up, so it was time for him to leave the house. Mother Yashoda didn't want to send him for grazing the cow, but because there was never a shortage of servants in their house. But the cows wanted to go with Krishna. They didn't want to graze from the grass, but they wanted to have prema from Krishna. That was the purpose of going. So anyhow, so today this function was started, and since morning the Mother Yashoda has started decorating Krishna, and she's really afraid. She doesn't want to send him, and she's afraid of the separation. But she's preparing Krishna for sending to the jungle, and later on she sends him. But the real purpose of sending to the forest is not only raising the cows, but all the lilas which take place in the forest. Because all the vanaviharas, all the lilas in the going to Radhakund, worship is fun, Radharani comes there, and Krishna and Radha, they have all time for their pastime on the pretext of grazing the cows only. And this is how the pastime takes place. And then in the evening when Krishna comes back, and Mother Yashoda is really happy, and she the whole day she feels separation, and in the evening she does arati and is very happy and receives Krishna very warmly.
Just a couple of simple questions. When I joined ISKCON many years ago, we learned that Lord Ram is green like grass, and now that we're coming here, we're hearing that he's Shyam like Krishna. So which is it?
Shyam are of different types. Megh Shyam, Navadurba Dal Shyam, Navadurba, you guys know?
Type of grass.
Right. Like this sky is green, but grass is something green. So Ram, something green, more blue comes first. Then Krishna, blue more, and green red. At the time of selling, both are selling.
Also,
you.
varna. He is also golden.
Yes, fair.
But
fair. Different.
Different.
Like Shana.
Everyone here sitting from there. Golden color. But yet not different. We are black, but not instant black.
Also, our Prabhupada had me do 24 paintings of Lord Vishnu in the causal ocean, with half of his body above the water of the causal ocean.